Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bud Pod 246.
Two, four, six. Ooh, your candy sticks.
Yeah.
I'm a big candy stick. Yes.
That's what they're called, aren't they? Candy sticks.
Candy sticks. Famously called candy sticks.
Famous old candy sticks.
Look, it's not my fault there's no number that rhymes with cane. It's candy sticks, okay?
To be fair, sometimes they don't have the crook, and so they're no longer a cane, are they?
Then there would be a candy stick.
When there is a candy stick.
Unfortunately, I've definitely got a hook on my head.
Yeah, what's happening there? That's it's quite French Revolution in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, for the listener at home, there's I'm wearing a hat that is the top of a candy cane, which is the curved bit, and it's curving up sort of forwards. So if you can imagine, you can only see the cane in profile, really.
Yeah, dead on, it's like a shark's fin.
Yeah, you don't see this poking out the top of the sea when you're swimming. And you're just, candy cane! What? Candy cane! And you get hooked on the neck with a cane.
Yeah.
And then you're just a bit more festive for a bit, but it's very painful.
If you're a diabetic swimmer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, that's
risky.
That's making me really risky.
Where did you... did you steal this from the set of Wonka? Is this
Yeah, they had to cut a whole scene because they couldn't find this. Sorry, kids.
Lots of American PAs. Can we get Wonka's cane?
I'm just running away from set. I bought this for... It's one of these things. I buy a costume for a party and then wear it once. And then I can't bear myself to get rid of it or give it away or donate it or throw it away. So I just put it in a corner of my bedroom.
Yes.
So this has just been in the corner of my bedroom for like 3 years. Even out of season, which is just depressing.
You put it in your dress-up box.
Yeah, but it's like a just dress-up floor. I just have a dress-up corner of floor.
It must look like you regularly use it in an erotic and private way.
I mean,
well, there's no point putting it away. I get so much out of it.
Very flattering of you to say I could use this in an erotic...
I don't know. It's like a sort of anglerfish's... I don't know. Maybe you could use it to sort of lure people in for a kiss. They think they're going to get the cane, and then they get the kiss.
Right, like an old vaudeville act where an actor would be pulled off stage with a long cane. Mm. I do it, but it's for a little kiss.
You put your head sideways and hook someone towards you and give them a smooch. Yeah, but in a festive way.
In a festive way, yeah.
Not in an illegal way.
Festive, consensual way. Because is there anything more Christmassy than consent?
No.
No. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
A holiday when an old man breaks into your house.
A man who has been watching you for the whole year.
And judging you.
Yeah. We should exchange gifts.
Oh, yes, we got each other little gifts.
Mine is very bad.
Oh, quickly before we do, I just want everyone to know I've got a little green bow as well. All right,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It is odd that we didn't mention that. It does make it seem like that's the part that we're most fine with.
Yeah.
He's wearing it's a sort of costume. It's got like a Velcro thing at the back, big green bow tie, velvet, shiny.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not velvet for the price I paid for it. It's definitely very flammable.
Yeah.
But it does look a bit velvety. Merry early Christmas to everyone,
by
the way.
Merry
if
early
you haven't
Christmas.
Actually said hello.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, Podbuds, for coming to this beautiful Bloomsbury Theatre. Yeah. So nice. Give it up to yourselves for making it out.
Finding it.
And finding, yeah.
It's not where a theatre should be.
Because we're in a university.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. But every time I open my phone and there's an Eduroam Wi-Fi network. I'm like, should I be here? You know?
I'm going to get thrown out. Yeah.
I'm going to get thrown out.
It does feel weird to have like such a nice theater and then all the surrounding buildings are like the admin office of the archaeology research department.
Yeah, really specific.
And like one pub for people who have their trains been cancelled at King's Cross.
This is the only fun building for like yeah. a mile.
Yeah.
And it's still a theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
an oasis of art. So this is my bad gift I got for you.
Okay, great.
I got it mainly because I was so confused by it.
Okay, so this is a confusing gift?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's called an elf personalized warning sign. And for the listeners at home, it's like a wet floor sign.
Oh, yeah.
But it says, warning, don't get elf pranked. It says, warning, don't get elf pranked. And then there's a white panel where using the marker that comes with the gift, you can write something. I'm not sure what. Perhaps your name, a warning to yourself.
Right.
And so, then the company that has made this, their logo is at the bottom there, Elves Behave In Badly. And you can take that seriously because they're such naughty elves, they have left the G off the word behaving, which is the sign of a true psychopath.
I don't think I've ever seen less of an attempt at a pun than don't get elf pranked.
Yeah. It's literally, it's like a wet floor sign, like warning thing. It could have been like elf and safety.
Yeah, it's like already, massive, already.
Huge open goal there. And maybe that's part of how the elves are behaving badly, is they were trying to subvert even the notion of humor.
Yeah, well, presumably with the marker pen that comes with it and the blank space on the warning wet floor-ish sign,
yeah.
you're meant to write the name of the person you give this to.
That you're trying to warn them to don't get elf pranked.
But that isn't a play on normal warning signs. They're not personalized.
No. Yeah, I would be terrified if I walked through Victoria Station and it said wet floor Pierre. How did I gain this reputation? And there's just an old janitor smiling at you. I'm looking out for you, bud.
Oh, this is lovely. Thank you so much.
It's so confusing.
It is very confusing. Yeah. I'm trying, racking my brains to come up with something to do with this.
Yeah.
I guess I do spill water on all the time. I spill liquids all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I do normally wipe them up with a microfiber straight away.
Yeah.
But water will evaporate, so I don't mind leaving that. So maybe I'll just put that.
Yeah.
I'll write my name there, and I'll just don't get elf pranked. Phil, of a tiny, because they are tiny puddles, so that actually is kind of cute. That kind of
yeah.
works.
Yeah. It's about the size. It would be perfect for a puddle about the size of a dog's head.
A very accurate and worrying example to use for size.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Don't get elf pranked. Merry Christmas, Phil.
Thank you very much, Pierre.
I thought, you know who's been getting elf pranked a lot this year? Phil. And he should be reminded. I won't solve the elves, but I'll warn him.
My gifts for you are not fun.
Okay.
They're not fun.
I should caveat. We have given each other real gifts.
Oh, yeah. We've given each other real nice gifts.
Yeah. Diamond rings and so on. But these are the fun gifts. Okay, it's in a kind of purple bag that I associate, a purple rustly bag.
It's a purple rusty bag, and it's sort
of
a paper bag.
I associate that kind of bag with either quite fancy things from a nice shop or a sort of pewter wizard.
A pewter wizard, pewter being a mix of tin and silver.
Yeah, well, yeah, those kind of sculptures you get from shops that sell crystals, but also like a Gandalf bong.
Yeah.
And there's some very on-the-line, unlicensed Lord of the Rings merch.
Oh, yes.
In the window, and you sort of go, is that, that's towing the line there. It's visibly supposed to be a bit like the movie Frodo, but they don't say who it is.
No, yeah, and it's called like King of the Wands, you know, or something. Like
yeah.
Gondorf.
Gondorf, yeah. Grildo and Gondorf.
It's a paper bag, and it's the kind of thing that an American character in a TV show would have there medicines put in
yes.
at the pharmacy.
Yes, there are many prescriptions.
And the what I've got for you actually is a bit like that.
Good. The medicine,
the first one is, I mean, the more fun of them, it's a little bottle of slow gin.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very Christmassy, slow gin.
It's Christmassy and it's nice, but it's bad because it was just at the counter, it was by the cashier.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those impulses.
Just gin by the counter. Yeah,
it's impulse gin, but I thought, oh, that's nice.
That is nice and worrying for society. Normally, yeah. It's like a little treat, isn't it? Like, you know, a sort of an almond bar. But in this shop, they went neat gin. Just, oh, yeah, they'll pick me up.
Neat gin in a bottle small enough that you can put in a pocket.
Yeah.
And just have with you all day.
Slow, of course, being a type of berry. A lot of people don't know what slow is.
Yeah, I assumed it's like the gin just made sort of...
Made slow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. As you sort of sip it at lunch.
Yeah.
Before going back to your office and having a much nicer afternoon. Very nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so you can down that during
yeah,
the show.
Sorry, yeah, I'll quickly drink that.
I don't think we're allowed to.
No, I don't think we're allowed to. No, the university authorities will stop us.
Well, because it's glass and potentially dangerous, I want to put it under the warning, do not get elf pranked.
Don't get elf pranked. Signed, slow gin.
Did you have another?
That's all you're getting.
That's my only gift.
That's
okay,
your only
great.
Gift.
That's fine, because it's so excellent. And my gifts are so crap, because my other gift, and this is just something that I think I really love, and it's really changed my life.
Okay.
And it's a new passion of mine.
Okay.
It's just moisturizer. It's PM. It's PM moisturizer.
Oh.
It's to put on before you go to sleep.
It's
so nice. And my makeup ladies have been losing their minds over my skin.
Your skin never needed any help.
No, that's very kind of you. Stop it. But no, your skin is also nice. Mm. But.
I don't know.
But what I've discovered by moisturizing slightly, by having just this faintest whiff of a skin routine, is that instantly I'm in the top fifth percentile of men skin-wise.
Really?
Because men don't do this.
That's
men
true.
Men don't moisturize.
If you do literally anything.
Whenever I say this in front of a couple, the girlfriend will smack the boyfriend in the arm and go, see?
See?
Because they won't do it.
My problem is that I have a very moist head.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Apparently, your head makes moist because.
Yes.
Because you dry out.
Why does
out.
My head make moist?
Your head makes moist because when you wash and you dry out, your skin then has to go into overdrive to replace the moisture and you get greasy. If you
shiny.
Make your head moist. You scare your head. You show your head who's boss.
Yeah.
You show your head who's moisturizing who around here.
Yeah, okay.
And your head will back off and go, hey, okay, fine, man, you can have it. Like, I used to be greasier than this, and then I moisted myself, and now...
At nighttime.
At nighttime and in the daytime, I have an AM one that's got SPF in it.
You have an
but
AM
that's, one. But baby steps, Pierre.
Yeah. You're already scaring me saying something in the morning as well as in the nighttime. Directions. Apply liberally as often as needed. Avoid contact with eyes.
But that's what that means enough. Apply whilst believing in the sanctity of the self.
Yes.
And personal freedoms.
Yes, apply while believing in personal freedoms.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You should actually use very little.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll try it out, and then maybe I'll get a moist enough head I can put a warning sign on my head.
Warning slippery head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely.
I'll write my name on it in Feltip. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you
Phil.
So much. And now the gifts for everyone in the audience. No, I'm sorry. I wish.
Look at that. Very well done. Well, we're going to have a very healthy, happy 2024 now.
Yeah, you're going to be very drunk and very slippery.
Drunk and slippery, and you're going to finally be free from those damn elf pranks. Whatever those are. Here, I have a question for you about Christmas. I was pondering it today. Yeah.
Give it to me.
You look like a guy who knows a lot about Christmas right now.
Do you remember that guy who said he'd be on the news once a year, and he was that guy somewhere in England who celebrated Christmas every day?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that guy? Do you remember this guy? He's on the BBC. Like, BBC would go, it's Christmas, so here's this fucking freak again. And and he'd be the same old guy, and he'd go, yep, still doing it. And his wife is still like, he's still fucking doing it.
Also,
I dressed a bit like him, right?
You're going to him on what should be the most boring day to go to him.
Right, yeah.
Because his house looks like a house should look. Because it's fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
Go to him on the 1st of July. I go, look, he's pouring sweat, forcing another roast potato into his fucking mouth, refusing to let himself wear shorts.
What's your Christmas question?
So that could be who you are from now on. Here's my question. What is the least Christmassy meal?
Oh, of all the meals?
Yeah. Because I was having a think today, because I thought, I have a suggestion for this category, the least Christmassy food or meal. But I will exempt all takeaways, because any takeaway food is about indulging yourself and eating too much and handing out lots of little bits. And that is inherently Christmassy. So.
Huel?
Yeah. Yeah. It even rhymes with gruel.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing a naughty child would find in their stocking.
Yeah.
You better be good. Are you getting Huel in your stocking?
You're going to get loose Huel in your stocking. Ebenezer Scrooge would just sit with his Huel.
And the kid's really angry, and he's like, I'll show you, and just starts eating the Huel, and he becomes stronger to wreak his revenge. Yeah, Huel is, if you're walking down the street on Christmas Day, and you looked in the window, and someone was just drinking Huel.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh my God, what has happened?
You'd try and gather the whole town together to help them.
Yeah, I'd be like, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're drinking Huel? What does he say? But you're beautiful. Oh, why can't drink Huel on Christmas Day?
Is this your Jimmy Stewart impression?
Yeah, that's my Jimmy Stewart, obviously. Like, you can't, come on, you can't drink Huel on Christmas Day. You can't, come on, you can't drink Huel.
This is up there with your Geordie accent, I think.
What's your Jimmy Stewart?
Oh, my, he's drinking Huel on Christmas Day.
That sounded exactly like the
That's
one
true,
I did.
That's true, it was the same. Yeah, I was going to say hot dogs.
Hot dogs, but the pigs and blankets.
No, but I mean like a baseball game.
Oh,
sort of hot dog
in the bun.
With like relish on and in the bun and stuff. I just think it's the least Christmassy thing I can imagine.
Right, yeah, that's pretty bad. But I feel like the Frankfurt is just too close to a pig in a blanket.
They're cousins. Huel's worse. Huel is genuinely an upsetting mental image. Someone saying Merry Christmas as they go kashlonk, 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 and like shake it in their little protein shake shaker. You go, oh, Jesus, man.
You know, in Japan, they go to KFC on Christmas.
I've heard this.
Yeah. You have to book months in advance because KFC gets booked out for
Insane.
Christmas Day. Yeah.
Insane.
And Christmas Day is also sort of their Valentine's Day. Their family celebration day is New Year's Day.
What? Well, speaking of commercialism, Phil, we've reached the time where we need to go to an advert from
you
our
have to
Christmas
do an advert.
Sponsor.
Yeah, we have a sponsor.
The only way we could afford to have Bud Pod Live in such a fabulous modern theater
is
sponsorship that we now have to read out.
We try not to have, you know, ads on this show, but you know, this
needs
the elf warning signs don't pay for themselves, and so
okay.
So we just... So my iPad doesn't recognize me because of the candy cane.
Your iPad is saying Phil Wang's not normally this Christmassy.
Christmas. Is there a more magical time of the year than Christmas? We here at Lucky Kentucky say hell no. And you'd better agree, or you're going to hell now. Christmas is that one special time of the year when people all over the world put aside their differences and come together to celebrate. Whether they're in England, America, or even Canada. The varied and diverse people of our planet wish each other peace on Earth and goodwill to men. Men. Men of different races and creeds. Whether they live somewhere weird and foreign like Australia, or somewhere completely made up like New Zealand. They may not speak the same language, but on Christmas Day, they put down their guns and knives and boomerangs and stop fighting for one goddamn day to join each other hand in hand and wish happy birthday to a baby from a book most of them haven't actually read. And to celebrate the single day of peace, when the endless bloodshed the human race is cursed to wreak upon itself is paused, and we wish each other good tidings through gritted, trembling teeth, we have created Mold Lucky Kentucky. Mold Lucky Kentucky is our Christmas offering with the same deep, rich, lucky Kentucky taste you know and love more than your own family, but infused with the festive flavors of cinnamon, cloves, star anise, and an entire roast turkey. Did you know that turkeys have to be artificially inseminated now because they have been bred over time to grow such large breasts they can no longer mate naturally because of their sexual organs that can't reach each other no more? We do. Because we know Christmas. We know whiskey. And we know Christ died for our sins. And on the day of judgment, he will return and judge the good and the wicked. But we just hope he likes our whiskey. Mulled Lucky Kentucky. Drink a glass of Christmas this Christmas before the pain starts again.
Well done. That was
we only have one microphone, sorry.
That was a good one they sent us. That's
yeah.
I like that fact about turkeys.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, because the chests are too big now.
The chests are too big, they can't fuck.
They
anymore.
Can't fuck.
So they have to a man has to inject
turkey jizz.
Turkey jizz. Yeah. To the lady turkey.
They're too sexy to... They're too delicious to fuck. Or too sexy to fuck somehow. Which one is it?
Well, they're too sexy...
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
A Christmas riddle!
Ah!
Get that in your cracker. It's this long fact about... Harrowing fact about turkeys. And then just the riddle is, are they too delicious to fuck? Or too sexy to be delicious... Oh, I don't. Grandma, what do you think? What do you think the answer is? We'll all go around one by one and say what we think the answer is.
Do you ever try anything else other than turkey? Do you have a turkey? Is that your main family centerpiece?
At Christmas.
At Christmas. Is there a centerpiece turkey?
Yeah, we tend to have a turkey and a...
Because sometimes people fuck around with goose.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know where to get one. I tried to do stand-up once about a conundrum that I don't know if I've ever mentioned on Bud Pod, the goose fat conundrum. Because we all know about the goose fat fucking roast potatoes fact, right? Like, everyone's like, that's the best way to do roast potatoes.
Mm.
And then at Christmas time, you walk into supermarkets and they've started selling it to accommodate this rumor.
Oh, right. Oh, it sounds like you're a denier.
But here's my problem, because I look at it and I go, there's like an acre of jars of goose fat in this big supermarket. Where are the geese?
Where are the geese? Where are the geese?
You don't get the fat from the goose by asking. You get it by roasting the goose. So there is a mountain of roast goose being what? Just landfilled in the woods somewhere. Where they go, oh, if only people like the meat as well. Oh, well. Just dumped in a fucking ravine.
Or we are just harvesting the fat off them.
Yeah.
And like people just sneak up to them and just sneak and steal the fat off them. And that's why they're always so pissed off.
That's why they're so angry.
Yeah, they're always so angry.
Because they're freezing cold.
Yeah, like, we know what you want.
What if what they've done is they've created a series of television shows where artificially enhanced geese, who are sexier than the average goose,
yeah,
have shamed normal body type geese to the point where they go to sort of our plastic surgeons for help.
And I put like they put the fat back on them.
No, they liposuction the fat off the geese so they're slender.
Oh, right. I see.
We've made the geese insecure.
Ah. And right. And then the surgeons are selling the goose fat to the supermarkets.
Fucking A. Maybe this is my conspiracy theory now.
What's incredible is that this is not even the maddest conspiracy theory that's out there.
No, this would be like people would scroll past it.
Yeah.
They'd go, like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and just they go, okay.
Could. Could be possible. Yeah. Oh. But sometimes my younger sister discovered or innovated in our house to you know when you brine the turkey.
People are so impressed with the brining. Mm-hmm. You're a king briner. You brine a lot.
I do. I'm glad I give the impression of someone who brines a lot.
Well, there was just a period when all you'd ever talk to me about was what you'd brined. Yeah. Always briny.
That was when I was a sailor.
Yeah, you're like an old sea
captain.
Oh,
the briny deep, I kept saying.
Yeah. Yeah. You kept saying you gotta put another chicken in Davy Jones's locker.
Yeah. But they got a big tub of, and you make this brine according to this recipe and fill it with flavors and things.
Oh.
Put the fucking bird in there for like 3 days, 2 days.
Yeah.
And then it gets all, it's non-dry turkey and it's infused with flavors.
Well, if the turkey doesn't want to be dry, you know I should get a little bit of moisturizer.
Yeah, a little bit of this moisturizer.
Just before it goes to bed.
Just before it goes to bed. It could rub some of that on its distorted breasts.
Are you brining your family's turkey this Christmas?
Don't speak to me like that. I don't know, I think... That made it sound like, am I going to try and provoke them around the dinner table? This kid's really brining my turkey over here. I think we might. I don't know. It's in generally some combination of turkey and like a gammon.
Oh, yeah.
What do you like? You eat snails.
I eat snails.
Sorry, on Christmas.
My family doesn't let me in the house.
Phil,
I'm just in the garden.
You have to...
But I thought I was a good boy this year.
And they say,
shut up, Phil, eat your snails.
If Christmas dinner is in the garden, you'll find it. That's what they say.
Yes, my grandmother was French, and my mother grew up having snails as the starter for Christmas dinner, escargot. And yeah, so that's what we do. We have escargot and then turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so turkey, no side meats.
Oh, no, we have a gammon. We call him Fred. He comes over every so often. He's a beep, 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 beep. Pigs and blankies.
Yeah, that counts, yeah.
Chestnuts.
You talking like this, dressed like that, is really horrible.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I looked like this. Sorry.
Pigs and blankies and chestnuts is a horrible... Something about baby talk just disgusts me so much.
Yeah, I feel like someone Batman would have to beat up and put away, you know?
Yeah,
You'll never catch me, Batsy man.
Yeah.
I've got chesty nuts to collect.
Yeah, it's very like the Christmas edition
Candy
of a 60s Batman comic.
Right, yeah.
When
yeah.
the villains were whimsical.
Yeah, but then the 2024 adaptation is like really harrowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Then they who would play Chesty Nuts, the elf?
Chesty Nuts, the murderous Christmas elf.
Who's a character actor who should be better than that? Who would sign up to
Paul Dano?
Well, but he's already in there now, Paul Dano.
Willem Dafoe, yeah.
Green Goblin, anyone without any superhero credentials that we could think of? Anthony Hopkins, that's pretty good.
I feel like these guys are too old.
Circus, yeah, they're all too old to be Chesty Nuts.
Elijah Wood's a good shout.
Elijah Wood, Chesty Nuts the Elf, yeah. Chalamet.
Chalamet, of course.
Chalamet, he's on
My
track with Wonka.
My colleague and friend.
Wonka is basically a Batman villain. Your colleague and friend. Yeah, exactly.
My colleague and friend, Charlie Chalmers.
Wonka is basically a Batman villain in a city without Batman, where he's just been allowed to establish a factory run by slaves he's kidnapped.
That's true.
And it's like, well, if in a normal scenario, Batman would be a perfect counter to this man, but as Batman doesn't exist in this universe, I suppose we can all enjoy this marvelous chocolate.
Also, the inequality of the world outside of the chocolate factory is terrible.
It's very Victorian.
Yeah, big time.
It's never... Do you think it's because like Wonka's factory is only magical in the context of external caloric scarcity? Because then everyone outside the factory is like,
this
a
nowadays,
single what? Sweet. You know, all the reviews say that about the movie. Only enchanting given the context of caloric scarcity. 3 stars, The Times. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just quoting the critics. Because
so you think like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was written at a time where chocolate and sweets were scarce,
a huge deal,
and a luxury good.
Yeah, whereas now, you know, we're all constantly gorging ourselves.
Yeah.
And so the arrival of a new factory that makes another endless treat, however magical,
you'd be
like, what? Like I'd barely look up from my trough to note the arrival of another seller of fucking treats. Oh, yeah, I'll try one of them.
I mean, a chocolate advent calendar to me now is like another job. You know, I'm like, oh, fuck, I still haven't done the 6th. I have to eat 5 chocolates a day just to catch up. Fuck.
Yeah.
This used to be like a treat. You used to get 1 chocolate a year.
Yeah, and you're lying in bed going, fuck, I brushed my teeth and now I... It's almost midnight. I've got it still... The 13th, I have to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mum sends all of us the Lindt chocolate calendar every year.
Very nice.
It's still an obligation.
Yep.
It's a nice obligation, but still an obligation. And I'll be like 10 days behind. And I go, Jesus, man, I'm going to feel sick today.
Yeah.
Because I feel if I don't get on the 24th, you can't eat the big reindeer on the 28th.
Oh yeah,
You feel like you've betrayed someone.
You feel like your chocolate eating is like overdue.
Don't you have an insane alcohol advent calendar this year?
I thought it would be funny to buy a wine advent calendar.
Are you meant to buy yourself?
Not with normal sized bottles. But there was a big discount offer from a particular purveyor of booze.
Which means it's good.
And I thought, yeah, okay.
Right.
I'll buy that.
And so it's a little bottle of wine every day behind a little...
Yeah, but they haven't tried very much with it because it's just an enormous box of booze they couldn't sell.
Yeah.
And it is like, you know, North Korean Riesling and stuff. It's very few of the wines are from countries that have been recognized by more than a few members of the UN. Or like, it's all sanctions-busting wine, I think. The Spartacan paradise of work. It's all written in alphabets I don't recognize, the wine.
Wine that's from a democratic republic of somewhere. Yeah.
The wine, all the wine has pictures of leaders on it. Let's put it that way. Let's just say that someone on every bottle of wine is pointing towards the horizon.
More grapes over there. Yeah. And are you drinking the little bottle every day?
No, I just immediately, the second it arrived, I thought, what have I done? What have I done to myself?
I thought
if I have one of these every day, I'll die.
Have you had one that's quite from a strange place?
Yeah, genuinely. Like what? I was exaggerating really, but it is just like from places that you forget make wine at all, like Moldova. And they do.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't. It's not your first thought.
You know, most people's first wine is Indian wine because most people are in India.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for a fact? And India makes wine. And it's not good. It's not good wine because it's so sunny, it's so hot. The vines go through, you all know this, but the vines go through 2 harvests because it's so hot.
A year.
2 harvests a year, 2 yields a year.
Fuck.
And
it's turkey's tits over there.
It stresses the vines, which give the wine a burnt rubber taste. So if you
Delicious.
Drink wine and you go, that's burnt rubber, it's because the vines were stressed.
Wow.
The vines needed therapy. Thank you.
the vines were there going, oh, jeez, you've got to do two harvests in a year now. The boss wants two. I'm so stressed. Burnt rubber.
Burnt rubber.
Fucking hell. That's, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some burnt rubber coming my way from this box of unsellable booze.
I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, I'll text you if anything really disgusting happens to me. And the wine, you know.
Speaking of disgusting.
Good instincts. Pretty much exactly time for us to have some correspondence.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah!
Yeah, can we play the correspondence jingle, please?
Correspondence.
Hooray.
I mean, it does feel extra mad playing that out of theatre speakers.
It feels mad playing it out of theatre speakers, I think, because it becomes more and more clear how much of it is us saying random things like letters, hello, emails, words.
Yeah, one's just me going, hi. Yeah.
That's the one I always hear when I put it together. It's just you going, hi. And the idea that would count as correspondence of some kind is very funny. Just someone go, hi. It's quite it's definitely Chesty Nuts' greeting.
You mean as disturbing as Chesty Nuts?
Yeah, I think it's the way that he would say, he would loom behind Batman.
Hi.
Yeah. So this is from Joe.
Joe Slow Gin.
Very nice.
Gin is slow, thank you.
This is a good subject line for the email. Wedding smells are minging. That's good.
That's really good.
Pap and poop.
Do
you want to be pap or poop?
I feel like I'm papping your poop.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You agree, though.
I think I do agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm papping your
poop.
Sure
thing, pap.
Mm, thanks, poop.
Long time pissener, first time shiter. It's good stuff. Founding.
I'm always amazed that people find new ones. I'm like, at this point, 246, surely they've all been done, but no.
No, it's
our
like
listeners
that
are out there in the mines finding the newest poop pun.
It's like when the car, the fuel is on the E, but you manage to make it.
Yeah.
You just think, it's just infinite. Maybe I've broken the car, now it runs forever. Founding Farter, now Patreon. I've never felt the need to write until I discovered some brown yarn earlier this year.
What?
I guess like yarns?
Like brown yarn. As in like, oh, right. What does it mean when you tell a story, the yarn?
It's been a yarn.
It's been a yarn, right, okay. Brown yarn.
It was the summer and wedding season was in full swing. Mm. One such event took place in a marquee in the middle of a field miles from the nearest source of running water, with all the guests staying on site in tents.
Ugh.
Mm.
What a horrible wedding. It sounds like Fyre Festival.
Yeah, well, hold on to your candy cane.
No one's taking this from me.
It was a unique and delightful affair that made the most of the setting. Hay bales aplenty, country music, the lot. But what of the facilities, I hear you say? Well, the organizers had gone to the trouble of installing 3 portaloos to provide for their guests' needs.
That's not enough.
Well, however, when the sun set on the pleasant evening, an issue became apparent. There were no power sockets of any kind in the portaloos, so they were pitch black inside.
Yeah, people, when you put stuff up in the daytime, you never think of the nighttime.
Yeah.
You can't imagine a time without light.
Yeah.
Even though you've seen the night so many times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially from outside, I'm like, if the night comes, I'm like, I'm scared. I'm like, I forgot about night.
Yeah, I forgot about half the time.
Yeah.
The band was in full swing and everyone was dancing.
Ah.
One of our friends came back from a trip to the loos and joined us in our little dance circle.
Ah.
She looked a little sheepish. Something was clearly not right. And she appeared to be attempting to dance away her concerns and pretend all was well. All was not well. We started to notice a smell.
Oh.
Looks were exchanged back and forth, with only one suspect on our mind. She leant into my girlfriend and asked if she would help her check something in the toilets. On the walk to the loo, she explained to my girlfriend, someone she had only met for the first time that day.
Wow, amazing that a girlfriend said yes to that. If someone leant over and said, can you check something with me in the loo?
In the loo.
I'd say, sorry, I can't really.
I'm dancing.
Yeah.
Happy wedding. But the girls have that toilet bond.
Ah, the toilet bond.
Mm.
The lady toilet bond, yeah.
Yeah, people are wooing it. She explained to my girlfriend, someone she'd only met that day, that she'd felt something wet when sitting on the toilet, but assumed it was from one of the male guests peeing a bit too freely.
Mm. Oh, so that's what she hopes.
She hopes it's piss.
This is how bad this is going to be. She hopes she sat in a stranger's puddle of piss.
Yeah.
That's best case scenario. Yeah.
Someone whispering in a stranger's ear, I hoped it was stranger's piss on my ass. I need your help. They entered the loo adjacent to the one she'd previously been in. She lifted her dress and by the light of the torch of my girlfriend's phone showed what she feared but in her heart already knew to be true. It was a whole turd that she had sat in.
No.
On the seat of the toilet.
Piss, piss, my kingdom for piss.
And there was now a brown Rorschach test all up the back of her legs. Due to the distance from any sort of running water, this is fucking Bear Grylls shit now. My girlfriend racked her brains and remembered that there were parents of newborns at the wedding.
Okay.
She hurried out the stall and asked if she could use
give me a baby, quick. I can't explain.
Babies eat shit, right? Give me a baby. Wait a minute. There's women with newborns out there. They won't care how they look, so they could tear up their dresses and we could use the rags. She hurried out the stall and asked if she could use some of their wet wipes. Then, armed with wipes and a torch, she spent the next 20 minutes wiping a third party's pap off the legs of an almost stranger. This is Christmas. This is the Christmas spirit. This is giving.
This is peace on earth and goodwill to men.
I've only just met you, but I will get wipes and wipe another different person's shit off your fucking legs.
Straight
with a torch, presumably in like my mouth, like I'm trying to break into a safe in a thriller. Fucking hell.
A man would never do this for another man. Ever.
I think a man would try and sort of pour a beer on you. And sort of say, well, hopefully the bubbles of the beer have some sort of effect, I suppose.
Yeah, they'll pop, lift it off.
I don't know,
that's
man.
That's all you're getting.
Just as she was finishing this repulsive cleanup operation, they heard a man's yelp coming out of the portulio next door.
Yep! Is that a yelp? Yeah.
Or just probably like,
ah! Yeah, there's definitely a special yelp that's something's touched me in the dark, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
No! Yep!
Someone else had suffered the same fate and sat in the misplaced mud pie. When my friend and girlfriend left the loo, the unidentified man had already scarpered and was nowhere to be seen.
He's running into the woods like Bigfoot. Like.
I'll make a new life there now. A sign was put up to ensure no one else triggered the same booby trap. Booty Trap, very good.
Nice.
But I've always wondered what the identified man did to get remotely clean. Did they wipe their bum along the grass like a dog with worms? Or did they simply accept defeat and return to their tent, saving the job until the morning? I fear we will never know.
Oh, fuck. They got to sleep in tents after that as well.
Yeah. Indignity heaped upon indignity.
I can't do it, man. I'm no more. It sounds a lot like a music festival.
What's your strategy? You've sat it on a turd.
Okay, I'm trying to put myself in that place. I've sat on a turd.
Let's give you the credit of noticing it before you go back to any kind of dance floor. So you're in the portaloo.
Okay, well, I cannot put my pants back on.
I would agree, and yet.
And there's no loo roll. Well, there must be a little loo roll. I wouldn't go in without any.
A little loo roll, yeah.
A little loo roll.
But you may just be moving the problem from town to town.
Yeah, but you have to. You don't flatten it. You don't push it into the skin. You want to. You knew what podcast you were coming to. Don't.
I hope someday. I hope that Bud Pod Live becomes like those kind of experimental, like performance art punk gigs, and people like faint and throw up. Gets this underground reputation. Like,
you just have to kind of get it onto the. I try and get it onto the sheet.
Like dip.
Yeah, and then. And then throw that away.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, okay. So now I've got like a smear, I guess, and then.
Yeah, you've got. A
I'm
sort of
honestly, I'm going to wipe it against the wall.
The wall.
I'm gonna rub up. I'm gonna like it's a tree trunk.
You wouldn't sacrifice your boxer shorts.
No, because no. I guess. I guess I probably could, because I'm not gonna wash them before I go.
You could sacrifice the boxer shorts and try and sort of douse them in the blue.
As in the sea.
No, I'm not talking about the brine again. No, the blue that comes when you pull the go-away poo handle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You just call it the blue?
The blue. I don't know what it is. I've always thought of it as the blue. I'll pull this handle and the blue will make the problem go away.
I imagine you saying it like the claw, like in Toy Story. When you flush it, you just look and you go, yeah, the blue.
Yeah. You could sort of do
your pupils dilate and you're like, the blue.
You could do that and sort of use that as a kind of disinfectant mop. I assume the blue has some medicinal properties.
Yeah, it must be good for you.
It must be. Oh, God. We've got some tat from Sweet Pete. Sweeter Peter.
Oh, Sweeter Peter. We've had Sweeter Peter before. Tat.
Yeah. Dear Philadelphia and Pierre and Sylvania. Not wild about that, but it's hard to keep coming up with these. Fair enough. Came across some tat at St. Albans Market and, of course, thought of you. Probably not doable for Filthy Tat Whisper, but nevertheless. Curious to know which one makes your skin crawl the most. So this is Market Tat. It's lots of little signs, like you can see.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
And they are all... It's Obscene Rage Tat. I'm sure we all remember Taco Bitch, the mug, or whatever that was.
Okay.
So the following signs say, get naked, abso-fucking-lutely, naughty corner, make shit happen. Oof. And then one just says, the arseholes.
Wait, what? It just says, like, that's the name of the family who live in the house.
Yeah, the arseholes.
Oh, the arseholes, yeah. It the arseholes at number five or whatever.
Yeah, so you're going, yeah, our family sucks. All the neighbors talk about our family in a bad way. We're the arseholes. And then one says, put the kettle on. There's another one. Fresh out of fucks.
Oh.
If I saw that on a house, and it was one I knew I was supposed to go to, like someone where I hadn't visited them at home before, I'd just turn around. One says good vibes only. You can't sell those signs to the same person.
Yeah, you can't.
Bottoms up, bitches. Man cave.
These are ghastly.
These are bad. Which one do you hate the most?
I think I hate... the first one, there's something that's a little like inspirational, but like it's
good. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, I hate that kind of thing, I think. Mm. It's very cockwomble, you know?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Cockwombling beaver nonces or whatever. They're kind of slightly whimsical swearing.
Yeah, whimsical swearing.
It had a real vogue on Twitter for a bit.
For a bit, and I think...
2011 to 2016 was wank, the cockwomble.
Yeah, cockwomble, wank puffin, all this
wank
sort of
puffin,
thing.
Wank puffin, yeah, yeah.
The first time you saw it, you went, yeah. And then you saw it again about 5 years later. You're like, no, you no more, no more now.
Yeah.
No more. Grow up now. Grow
up. It's been a long time.
There's nothing wrong with a good old fashioned fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's your favorite swear?
My favorite swear word.
Yeah, I put my hand up. Shit. I love shit. Shit's great. Shit's very. You can put it in all lots of different places. It's good, sort of rhythmically. It fills in little gaps in your rhythm. And it's not as bad as fuck, so you got a little more leeway with it, you know?
There's someone worse than you out there.
Yeah, exactly.
When you say shit.
Yeah.
I think piss.
Oh, I hate piss.
Really?
I hate
piss
the
is very
of
funny
piss.
To me.
I hate the sound of piss. It's
too
horrible.
Sibilant.
Yeah, this piss. I think it's the worst of all the swears, piss.
Which do you
don't
prefer?
Watch
piss
me.
Or arse?
Piss is the worst. It's so horrible.
What about arse?
I think it's so onomatopoeic.
Piss.
Piss.
Yeah, you're right. Shit isn't. You shouldn't do a shit that sounds like the word shit.
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 Yeah, that doesn't sound good, does it?
Doesn't sound
like
healthy.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of shit, Phil, Gabrielle gets in touch.
Gabrielle, what's that smell?
Well, I'll tell you. Dear P and Foop, or Poop with an H.
Oh, nice. Oh, and yeah. P, wasn't we? Mm.
G'day.
Oh, Australian.
Mm. I'm an Australian podbud, long-time listener, first-time poo caller.
Mm.
I thought you might enjoy this tale of two shits from my childhood. I'm now in my 30s, but still dealing with the trauma.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Around the age of 10, a friend and I would attend a local swimming pool on Saturday mornings with our dads. This particular Sunday saw us enjoying ice creams and diving into the deep end of the adult pool for the first time. A big day.
Big day. Scary day.
Mm-hmm. But the fun did not last long. Upon diving in, my friend resurfaced with a look of sheer terror on her face. She had dived into what could only be described as a most shitful situation and was surrounded by nuggets of a fellow swimmer's excrement.
No.
You don't want to resurface into the poo nuggets.
I mean, that's the closest thing you get to a simulation of being a poo. Isn't it? In a toilet.
Yeah, coming out of the pool and seeing other bits of poo and going, ah! And then looking at your reflection and you're a poo. No! Screaming and a near drowning ensued. Our dads managed to hoist her out the deep end, promptly alerting the lifeguard, who was forced to evacuate the entire pool and scoop the poop with a mesh net. I distinctly recall my dad chuckling to himself, saying that someone must have dropped the kids off at the pool and left them there.
Nice.
Which is quite good.
Also, so the guard has just got a net.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine watching someone net out bits of shit from a pool and going, okay, back in we go. That's done it.
Ah, clean again. The following Saturday rolled around, and somewhat scarred from the prior weekend, I reluctantly re-entered the pool with my friend. Little did we know that my dad had purchased a Chiquito bar from the supermarket earlier that week, which
what's
I assume
Chiquito?
Is a Snickers-like.
Oh,
sort of thing.
Okay.
Unbeknownst to us, he had broken the bar into a few chunks and secretly deposited it into the water.
That's funny.
Upon seeing my first chunk, I began screaming, Poo! 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 Only then to see my dad paddle over and only then to see my dad paddle over and capture a couple of the chunks with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah.
He began eating them. He began eating them with a look of glee on his face, saying how delicious they were. Would you like to try one? He asked. Dad's Chiquito reveal only happened after my friend and I started sobbing hysterically. So watching your dad lose his mind eating chunks of shit from a pool going yum and
your
pushing them
entire
at you.
Concept of reality and sanity just falling apart in front of your very eyes. This man who's up to this point been like a focal point of authority and truth is just like eating shit in front of you gleefully in a pool.
Really recommending it as well. Jez, his reveal only happened after he started sobbing hysterically and presumably after he had succumbed to a unique level of feces-eating guilt. Thank you for all your episodes this year, and a Merry Crapmas to you both. As a token of appreciation, I attach a photo of some toilet tat from just above a woman's lav in Denpasar Airport. I hope no one has taken it too literally.
Where's Denpasar?
I don't know.
Anyone know what Denpasar is? Bali!
Bali,
very good.
Keep calm and relax in toilet. That's what it says.
It does say keep calm and relax in
and
toilet.
And relax in toilet. Keep calm and relax in toilet. Thank you very much, Gabrielle. Keep calm, she says, and we will. And that is all the time we have for this episode of Bud Pod. What a way to end it with a shit-eating prank. An incredible prank to do to the face of your children.
And the dad literally had a shit-eating grin on him. He literally had a shit-eating grin.
He lived the phrase.
He lived the phrase.
Gosh.
Yes, so that's the main app.
Here at Bud Pod Live, this is going to be an interval now, and then we're all going to come back for the bonus pod.
For the bonus pod, yes!
The exclusive Santa's Grotto. Have we done that?
Oh, I don't think we have done the exclusive that. yeah, that sounds good. Okay, super.
Good.
Yes, we'll go for a break, get a drink, go to the toilet, whatever. Keep calm and relax in toilets.
Keep calm and relax in toilet.
And so you see you in about 15, 20 minutes. All right, see you in a bit,
guys.
Brilliant.
Cheers, man. Thanks, guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.